Greetings, brothers and sisters, saints and friends. Welcome to another episode of A Kingdom Voice. I am your host, A Kingdom Voice, bringing you another word from the King for the Kingdom. So, the last episode got cut off. And I don't know what happened to the computer, but I can tell you the enemy did not like what I was saying. So the computer just went off. But I bind the enemy and I bind the enemy's work and I declare and decree that he has no power. No power over me or these words. No weapon formed against this word shall prosper. In Jesus' name. So the enemy just cut it off right in the middle. Screen just went blue. And I can't tell you other than somebody don't want you to hear this word. So I'm going to go ahead and knock this on out. I'm going to finish because I stopped. I was in Psalm 91 and I had stopped at verse 11. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read verse 11. So Psalm 91. Verse 11, this is the ending of the message that I had just started in the first one. Okay, so it says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name." Now this is the Lord. He's saying, because you have set your love on him, therefore he will deliver you. He will set you on high, because you have known his name. "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. We shall call upon the Lord, and he will answer us. He will be with us while we're in trouble, or when we're in trouble, and he will deliver us and honor us." Why? Because we love him. Because we love him, he will deliver us. So the words that we read in Psalm 91 ought to bring us comfort. I don't care what pestilence comes about. We need to place our trust in the one that we say that we love. Because we love him, have set our love upon him, he's going to answer when we call him. He's going to deliver us. He's got his angels that have charge over us to bear us up. Come on. Come on. This is words that you can take to the bank, but you can't take it to the bank if you don't have any fear, any faith. Fear makes this null and void. Fear cancels this out because you have to have trust in the God that you love and that you serve. And if I'm looking at the television every day and all I'm hearing is negativity, negativity, numbers, 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 and allow that to get into my spirit, then I'm going to be walking around here in anxiety and I'm going to be walking around in fear. And I'm going to void out these words because God ain't going to move based on our fear. He moves based off of our faith. And if you don't have any faith, then he got nothing he can do for you. You have to believe that he's God. If you're going to him, you got to believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So if I'm walking around in this anxiety and I'm walking around in this fear, then what I need to do is ask the Lord to increase my faith. I need to repent of this lack of, because fear is nothing but lack of faith. Because if you really had faith, then there's nothing to fear. So it's a lack of faith, it's a doubt of God. And you can say what you want. Some of y'all might be talking back and saying, no, you don't have faith. If you're walking around here and you're scared to death, your child can't stop by, you can't hug nobody, you got fear. 2 years in, 3 different pokes, and you're still afraid, brother. you still afraid, sister, then you don't have faith. You have not internalized Psalm 91. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. You'll only take off your coverings when somebody else tells you to take it off. If the scientists say remove it, everything's gone. Oh, now it's safe out here. Now they're your refuge. You're going to pull it off. It's not wisdom, brother. No, it's not wisdom. It's fear. It's fear. That's not wisdom, because wisdom is trusting what I hear in the word, trusting what I read in the word, trusting what God has said to me in his word. That's wisdom. That's real wisdom. That's wisdom from on high. But your wisdom is a cloak for your fear. But you ain't fooling me. You don't cover, when you're trying to cover your fear with wisdom, it's not working. It's not working. Because if you got all of man's inventions for safety and you still can't hug your brother, you still can't hug your mama, you still can't visit your mama, your daddy, you're afraid. You're afraid. And life is passing you by in your fear. And know what the devil is doing? He's laughing because he got you. He got you placing your trust, the trust that the Almighty should have. You got it in man, in man's inventions, instead of the Creator. Oh, that's off balance. Do you hear me? That's off. How you gonna trust somebody else over your own daddy? You gonna go to another man's house and trust him over your daddy? How about over your husband or over your wife? You gonna trust another man's wife over your wife? Somebody else over your daddy? I'm gonna go to their daddy's house and I'm gonna trust him over my daddy. Something's off. It's not wisdom. You call it what you want, but it's not wisdom. You have to walk in faith. And I'm going to call you on it. You need to walk in faith. Now, I heard a preacher give a testimony today while I was getting ready for church. And he is a well-spoken, outspoken concerning this pestilence that we have. He is very outspoken about it. And he was really outspoken about closing the doors of the church. And so he went to speak at another church because his fame has grown because he didn't close his doors. He closed when they came in with the police and forced him to close. So then he closed. But as soon as he was able to open, as soon as the governor gave the go ahead, his doors were back open. And they stayed open the whole entire time. And then after the governor gave the go-ahead that we were essential, some churches didn't open until this year or till the latter part of last year. And then they opened in October, they opened in November, and closed again. So this preacher has become well-known because he's so outspoken about this. So he got invited to a church, and it was a church of... I don't know if it's a Southern Baptist, I don't know, but it's mostly Caucasian people, and he was the only African-American preacher in the house, is what he said. And so these people were in there praising God and doing what they normally do without all of man's inventions, if you know what I mean. So they didn't cover up, they didn't take, you know, put nothing on your forehead to see how warm you are. They didn't do any of those things. It was church as usual. It's shaking hands. It's hugging. It's laying hands on the sick and those that need deliverance and those that need a touch. Walking through the congregation, praying for people. The old-fashioned way, laying hands. The minister laying hands. And he said he stood back and he just watched that. And the Spirit of the Lord was so high in that place that they didn't want to leave it. and just felt the urge to give this lady a hug. Now, he had the little feels about hugging, because in his own church, he said, we ain't gonna be hugging, we ain't gonna be shaking hands, we just gonna high five. So even though he was open, he was still doing all those precautions. Well, in this church, they didn't do the precautions. It was just a normal, regular church like they had normally been having. And he was just so impressed by it. He felt the power of the Holy Ghost in there. And he was hugging. He was doing all those things. And guess what? He didn't die. He didn't die. He said this woman was 80-something years old. The minister was an 80-something year old little white lady. 80-something. Walking through that crowd. Laying hands on people. Hugging people. Praying for these people. Without fear. Because she knows who has her. She knows who her safety is, her refuge. She knows who her fortress is. So she didn't have to fear. And he said the Spirit of God was so high in that place. God is impressed by faith. So he was happy to be in that space. Because my children trust me. Look at them. They trust me. And what are we doing in ours? What are we doing? What are you doing in yours? What are you afraid to do? Who are you afraid to touch? Who are you afraid to lay hands on? Who are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Come on, saints. We got to get out of this. We got to get out of this. Father, help your children. Wake your children from this slumber. Help them to see that you got them. You got us. Wake them from this sleep. Dear God, wake them from their sleep. Let them know they can trust you. You're the same God that raised the dead. You're the same God that gave sight to the blind. Same God. We can trust you. Father, oh Lord, we can trust you. Let me read the last verse. Psalm 91, verse 16, last one. It says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. With long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation, mine. Not Fauci's, not the CDC's, my salvation, his. With long life, will I satisfy him. Who is the him? Who is the him? It's the one that has set his love upon the Lord. That's the him. That's you. That's me. When we set our love upon God. Internalize these words, saints. Walk with confidence, knowing that there are angels. That he's given charge. He's given his angels charge over you. Reread it until it gets down on the inside of you. Reread it. And so I'm going to end it right here, and I'm going to go ahead and add the song, the full song, The Secret Place, the full song. And I just want you to listen to the words and let that get down on the inside of you. That's all I have for you. Grace and peace. South Africa, I love you so much. Come on, lift the sound. Better than that, better than that, better than that.
is closer than you think. He's closer than you believe. Sometimes you feel sometimes like you feel God has forgotten about you. And you're all alone.
You're all alone,
wondering what to do.
The
pressure.
Pressure is on and the pain is real.
Yeah.
Wondering where it's gone. Does he hear your prayer?
See?